Okay. Yes, yes. Bamboo and bamboo. I wonder. I know my bamboo. All right, Bobby Adams. What do you know about bamboo? All right, I'll put you on the spot. What's that? What was that?
I said I'd never known that you had a bamboo.
yeah, in Trinidad we have bamboo. In Jamaica we only have planting.
Well, one thing you know, Guyana has the best planting of
the Digi planting? Right. anyway, folks, I guess by now you should know that the voice of Robert Adams, Bobby's music machine, or Bobby Adams, call it whatever you may. Bobby's here and he's wearing a different hat now, literally and otherwise.
True.
And he has a gentleman with him who's going by the name of Patrick, right? All right, Patrick, sit up, come closer to the mic. Don't play the mic, it ain't gonna bite you. All right, well, you guys are doing something called Evergreen Productions, and it's a play. It's concentrating on some Guyanese culture. And I'd like you to tell us a little more about it, because this is the first time we're going to be hearing about Evergreen Productions.
And it wouldn't be the last, too.
All right. I'm glad to know that. Go ahead. What is Evergreen Productions?
Well, in terms of the production, Evergreen Production Company is a group of Guyanese and Americans. And we are about promoting the and also seeking the cultural acts in terms of the entire metropolitan area. Now, as we know, there is a growing amount of talent in the area, and we try to provide an outlet in the arts, in literature, and also in drama. So it's not just limited to Guyanese. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay. But there's a Guyanese overtone.
Yes.
Because it's the founders are primarily Guyanese.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, Bobby, what is your role in it, in the production?
Well, my role is that of producer, and so smiling Vaughn's face there. But, you know, I'm wearing a different hat now because people know me as being a DJ. But, you know, a DJ is just a part of the art. There's another side of the art, and that's what I'm getting into in Evergreen Production. And, it has a lot of work involved, but you know, I feel good about being a producer.
Right. Now, this is your first production. Would you care to give us the name of it?
Okay. This production is the play is called Dem Say. But that's the highlight of the program tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And we also have Guyanese folklore, which is singing, involves folk singing and dancing, and we also have poetry reading. And this guy on my right, Patrick Battersfield, he is the writer of this play.
Oh, I see. I see the James, you're going to the James home. I wonder if it's my good friend Felix James home. The James home early in the morning, is it Felix James home?
Maybe.
No, Felix is a Guyanese friend of mine, and I was just throwing his name in there.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the scene that y'all are talking about is in a Guyanese home, and you're all reflecting attitudes and so on, which is typical of Guyanese, right, Patrick?
Yeah, well, in terms of the entire setting, you know, we'll be promoting the family life, you know, and also to indicate the vibrance of the youth. In terms of the entire family situation, vivid that the mother and father might have, they might have certain questions to ask the youth, and the youth might be responding in a way which does not depict really the upbringing of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be, you know, trying to pull out all the factors.
How long have you been involved in the arts?
Well, I've been since in my secondary school days, you know.
And, that's a long time ago, too.
That's a very long time ago, as Bobby indicated.
Right.
But at this time, you know, we're trying to get all the talents together. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Washington of itself does have an increasing amount of talent. Mm-hmm. And more people are coming in who are very capable of doing things. One of the things I want to do, I would like to do, is to do a talent show, something like Scouting for Talent, you know. Try to give people a chance to come out and do, you know, do something on a Saturday evening or a Sunday evening, whether it be singing, play acting or something like that. It would be really nice to see what we have, the resources that we do have here in this area.
But your first scouting trip could start tomorrow.
I think I'll probably do that. I'll definitely come by tomorrow and check it out. Where is it going to be held?
Okay, the address, the place is the St. Paul's and Augustine Church Hall. And that's at 1419 V Street in Northwest Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 3 p.m. and it goes until 6. We would like people to be on time because we really want to get on, you know, at
right,
3 o'clock
right.
Exactly.
It's important that we begin starting on time, right, because when you say West Indian time, you're talking about an hour after 3. Looking at some names, Bobby, I was looking at names of people you have involved. You've got Tom Charles in the group. Tom, I understand, is one of the old vanguards of the cultural forms that was around, that is there.
Yes, he may be old, but his ideas are still modern. You know, he's still in tune with the youth, and he can still communicate with the people of today. And that's what makes him that important in this production, because we're dealing with the youth, you know, and in bringing out that creativity. And Tom Charles, he has moved with the times, he has changed with the times, and he's very valuable in this production.
Yeah, well, I not only for the production, but I think he's very valuable for the art form, because fellows like them, you know, they carry something with them. They come from that tradition of history, and what makes us is people like them. So this is why Tom is very important. I see you got Hollis Flash Lashley there.
Yes, Hollis will be doing, if I will let the cat out of the bag just a little bit, because I'm not supposed to tell these people what.
Well, don't tell.
Until when you come out here tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, let them.
I would say that Hollis will be involved in a scene depicting a certain aspect of Guyanese culture.
All right.
You know, and it shows his versatility, because, you know, Hollis is a guy, Flash, you know, he gets and he can do anything that he
right.
really puts his mind into.
You go back home. Forgive me, Hollis. I see you got Kwekwe too. I like that, Kwekwe.
Why, isn't there Kwekwe in Trinidad?
I don't, maybe it's called a different name.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's called a different name. Yeah, it's called a different name. I can't remember the name right now. It's called a different name. It's not Kwekwe in Trinidad.
Okay. Well.
But the beauty about it, the same thing, you know, that is in different islands. Like Thursday night, I was speaking at the University of District of Columbia, and I saw in a film, Rockers, I saw a dance routine, a characterization of a routine performed. And the same thing, it was Kumina, and in Trinidad it's called a different name, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're all from the same place.
True.
It's just, you know, having drop off in different islands.
Right.
You do. Okay. Any more information you'd like to explain?
Yes. We'll be featuring also a band by the name of Creative Energy.
Right.
This is a group of brothers from the metropolitan area also. And, you know, it's quite enjoying. We will have a very good time together.
Yeah.
So.
And I really can't forget to mention our director. Her name is
Bernadette Herbenstein.
Bernadette Herbenstein,
yeah.
Okay. All right, Bernadette. They got the name correct, so that's why they were screwing up. Yes,
yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I congratulate all of you. I know what it means to come out first and try to do something. I want you and other people to look at this as another, as an effort to be creative, along with the other folks who are doing the same thing, the similar things, but it's just a complementary of what's out there in the community already.
Right, and once again, we urge people to come on out tomorrow to see us, and I'm sure that they'll be thrilled, and also they will go away learning more about Guyanese culture, and in the future, we will try to project other cultures of the Caribbean, not only Guyanese, but Trinidadian, might be culture of the other islands that are not being focused on, you know, as much as the other well-known countries in the Caribbean. And, you know, we intend to do that tomorrow. So we urge you to come on out tomorrow at St. Paul's Augustine's Church. And the address, once again, is 1419 V Street in Northwest. It starts at 3 p.m. until 6. And for more information, you may call myself, Bobby Adams, at 588-4928, or Patrick Battersfield at 483-4392.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much for giving us this information. And again, I wish you good luck with Evergreen Production.
Okay, it was a pleasure being here, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was Bobby Adams and Patrick Battersfield as they are talking about... all right, Eddie. They're talking about Evergreen Productions and the play which will be taking place tomorrow.